There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I want to get going to these phone calls, into these phone calls. Montel Williams made another statement. I have no interest, he said, in debating evil. I haven't debated the head of ISIS either. Oh, my gosh. Who paid him? I mean, you have to be prompted to do something like this. And again, Montel, I encourage you to come on this show anytime. Let's talk about what happened on American Candidate. I spent 6 weeks there in a reality show with a camera in my face all the time, two microphones on all the time. Everything I said was recorded. So let's talk about that. I doubt everything you said was recorded. Anyway, let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I'm a former Air Force major in the medical area, and back in kind of the era you were.
And thank you.
I think that his inability or unwillingness to address and look at the information that you had there, in my opinion, really gives him some real negative vibes, because you've got to look at that. If you're, especially he was in naval intelligence. I mean, I did a little background on last night, and he should be wanting to look at all the aspects of this from his training, if nothing else. And the fact that he stonewalled that, and I guess when everybody gives you all this buzzword of conspiracy theory, my thing is there's conspiracies and there's theories. And there are some conspiracies here going on. And I think that's, they use that to just push that out of the way. And I think it was totally inappropriate. And he could have been a real force for good.
Yes.
Because, you know, like it or not, he's really visible. A lot of people watch him. And all he would have to do is not give any conclusions, but say, look at this evidence and what would you think if you were a veteran being put on a waiting list and all this other stuff. And one other thing I want to tell you is I've listened to both of you, you and Alex, for many years, okay? This is not my first rodeo here. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the two of you yesterday, and the synergy that came out of you two together was much more than the sum of the two parts. You know what I'm saying?
That's very kind of you, Bob.
I mean, it was really good, and it really felt good to hear you two, get on the same subject and really work it through, because you both, between the two of you, have an incredible amount of listeners, and as it should be. I just think that Montel Williams, just from my own personal look at him, I see him on television, and the sleaze factor comes up for me. And that's just my opinion, but I just think he could do so much more good than what he's doing, and he's missing the boat.
Yes, thank you so much, Bob. Kind words, but very, very well placed. And let me just add that since the VA situation has occurred, Montel has been on Fox News being the advocate for veterans, on Bill O'Reilly, et cetera. No. If he had wanted to be the advocate for veterans, he would have listened. I was the only other person who had been in the military that I know of, and I'm sure it's true. I'm the only other person who'd been in the military. He was a captain. I was a captain. Come on, just listen to me. I have some information regarding maybe your MS, why you have MS, the vaccines, why I was vaccine injured, and wouldn't have a word of it. Not a word of it. And it was a huge waste of my time to go out to California and spend all that time traipsing around the country. It was sure an experience, though. I learned a lot. There's one other thing I wanted to say about... let me move on. Bob in Iowa. Bob in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Bob.
Hi, Joyce. Say, he's just trying to get relevant again. Montel Williams has been on the downside for a long time. He's lobbing bombs just to get somebody to notice him again. So, I really, that's about all you can say on him. Joyce, I am forever happy that I've met you via radio or whatever before I get off this earth. You were absolutely superb on Alex Jones. You stayed on topic, and Alex, I could tell, was kind of lost in the situation because you're the best guest. If he had more people like that, he'd have me listening more often.
Wow.
And Joyce, one last thing I want to tell you. If you can tune into a channel, you will see other people doing professionally.
Okay, stay right there. Stay right there. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Can't hold the break off. We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 8 minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us. Gold is at 11:47. Oil is at 42.17, and something in Bitcoin, something around 271. I want to finish up with Bob in Iowa, but let me just first say before we go to Rebecca Roth, and do not miss this program. Thank goodness she wrote this book, and we're going to talk more about 9/11. So stay tuned for that. But let me just say, I am not a big supporter of Alex. I'm a supporter of the truth. And if a person happens to be telling the truth, then I support them. And in this case, it was Montel Williams that was not telling the truth. And I really felt like I needed to say my point, my position on this. And, you know, we have a lot of disagreements, Alex and I, on issues and how to handle them and how to do things. And I brought up the issue of CSPOA on his program. All I can say is please, please, please support Sheriff Richard Mack and the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization, because they are the only answer that I know of that can make a difference in this country. The Constitutional Sheriff's Organization, CSPOA.com. So please support them. And I am not coming to Alex's aid in this. He doesn't really need me to help him with this. But I just wanted to let people know what Montel said about the veterans or how he failed to come to the aid of these veterans. All right, let me go back to Bob in Iowa. You said there's one show you wanted to recommend.
Well,
and I gotta...
let me tell you, Joyce, we've sent money to your different causes, and we might
you
might get the gal on from the airplane that was flying animals around and stuff. You know, we sent money to her, too. So
oh, good. Yes, I want to have Bonnie back on again. Yes.
Now, Joyce, there's people, believe it or not, in this world that care like you do for making this a better world. They put their lives on the line, and you will see documentaries so professionally put together, and the photography and everything, and they're doing right in this world, and the channel's called Pivot. Please look into that. You looked on some different ones I told you.
Okay, how do you spell it? How do you spell it?
Okay, P-I-B as in violet, O-T. And Joyce, it will be a wondrous show for you to watch. I mean, you got people that's actually putting their lives on the line, like I said. And please tune into that. Give that show a chance. Documentaries are wonderful. And I thank you for the time, and I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so very much. Probably another person putting their life on the line is a former airline stewardess attendant. Flight attendant. And I got to tell you, I really respect this woman for the book that she has written called Methodical Illusion. And it's really high up on Amazon's nonfiction. And I'm really impressed with her. And I hope that you get the book. I didn't get to get through all of it, though. I tried and I couldn't. But it is an easy read from the standpoint of it is a fiction book. And it's about 9/11. That's what I liked about it. And I'm so glad to have Rebecca Roth on the program today. Thank you, Rebecca, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. And I'm sorry I didn't get a book to you sooner. So you could have finished it, but after you do finish it, I know you're going to want to have me back, and I'll be happy to return. You're going to fall in love with President Joel Sherman, who is a character in the book, because the book ends in the State of the Union address that everybody wants to hear, and that is, it's amazing. People say, is he real? Can we run him for president? They love this man, and it's really, you know, it's really kind of fun what the reaction is. But, you know, it's interesting. I had about a 30-year career in the airline at the time of 9/11. I flew until 2004. And while I was flying, luckily I was home for 9/11 and watched it unfold on television. I saw and heard red flags. They didn't go along with my training. I couldn't quite get it. But while I was doing it, and even actually for years later, I was in cognitive dissonance. I couldn't go there. I could not look as deep as I knew what I was going to find, I guess, somewhere. Eventually, I decided to write a novel, just a novel about being a flight attendant and all the things that I did. Because I traveled all over the world. My vacations were crazy places, and just off the wall, different things. And you know, my whole career was just full of excitement. Well, I started to write this novel, and actually is the first starting of my book right now, Methodical Illusion. And I wanted to grab a Middle Eastern name for a gentleman character I was about to introduce, and I thought, well, I'll just go Google search the 19 Arab hijackers from 9/11, and I'll take a first name from one and a last name from the other. And lo and behold, in front of my face was a BBC article dated September 23rd. 2001, right after the event, the Saudi government was suing the United States government and the FBI for stealing the identity of half a dozen of their citizens. And this was from the BBC. I was, what? I couldn't believe it. How did I miss this? I thought to myself, what in the heck? And I read that, and then I realized I remembered the morning watching this unfold, and I saw no plane crash at Shanksville, nothing, that it was normal. Right. And I studied plane crashes as part of our training, and nothing at the Pentagon. I even remember Jamie McIntyre, I think was his name, for
CNN. That's right. Uh-huh.
And he said, there's no plane crash here. And I thought, well, yes, there isn't, because I'm looking at your camera, too, and I don't see the typical parts of an aircraft, especially either one of those aircraft, a 767 757. They're 150 to 160 feet long, and the tail section is huge on both of those aircraft. They're, you know, the 67's big, and the 757 is very similar to the old 707 in size and lots of things. And so I thought, well, this is just odd. I remember, and when I started to think about these guys being alive, I thought, well, that's interesting because there are two of those planes didn't crash. I don't know where they went. But I saw it that morning, and I couldn't just look into it. I also heard something else that morning that really shocked me was cell phone calls being made from altitude. Well, I knew better. The cell phone calls still don't work at altitude unless you're on a specially equipped aircraft.
Okay, let me stop you right here, because when I realized these things, and we did what was called 9/11 in plain sight, we did a documentary that exposed all of this. You know, when I saw this and I asked people, don't you realize you cannot make a cell phone call at altitude, and why weren't all the other pilots and the flight attendants out there screaming it from the rooftops? That's not possible. Why? Why were they so quiet?
Well, that's correct, and that's one of the things that I wanted to do. Why didn't they follow FAA protocol? At the time, we hadn't had a hijacking since the early 70s, and the protocols were very, very much the same for all of those years, 30 years. They didn't change. We had a protocol called the Common Strategy. Basically, it was delay, delay, delay the guy from getting into the cockpit, the hijacker. None of the code words were used. None of the protocols were followed by the pilots or the flight attendants. And so when I found those hijackers alive, I dug into this event with 30 years of career behind me and spent literally thousands of hours. I compare myself to that guy from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I didn't build the Devil's Tower in my house, but I had charts around my desk you won't believe. I had NTSB. I had FAA. I had the official story. I had the 9/11 hearing book. I had everything that was ever printed, wrote, written, or produced on the event. Whether it was crazy or not, I watched it, I listened to it, and I read it. And I saw things that were people that were non-airline trying to figure out how can they explain the BTS, the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Because two of the flights were never listed on there, they thought they didn't operate. So they created these weird, wild stories about voice morphing and crazy things. And what happened, and later on after my book came out, I've had hundreds of airline people come forward and thank me, because when those people that were non-airline people did that, they diminished the profession of a pilot and a flight attendant to the point of they silenced everyone, including me, for 2 years. I wrote this book 2 years ago, and it just sat there. I was afraid to be lambasted by the people that are out there that don't understand the system and the airline business. And so what I saw, and I guess what I did, where I hunkered down and into this really was, I looked into the phone calls that were made. Because, one, they can't be made from a cell phone. Two, American Airlines didn't even have air phones on board the 757s. That's what we are to believe hit the Pentagon. And remember, wow, there was a phone call that was made to Ted Olson, the Solicitor General, by Barbara Olson from CNN. And then he said she called collect on her cell. Well, everybody knows you can't do that. And then he said, no, she called from an air phone. And when they took that to the Zachariah Massoud trial, who really isn't the 20th hijacker, because there weren't 19. And well, so I found 10 of them at least still alive. And people that are really involved in the intelligence community, they're kind of referencing that the FBI did just what I was going to do, took a first name from someone and a last name from someone else, and the other 9 could quite possibly be totally made up. They were never on the official passenger manifest. As a matter of fact, the FBI created the story, and there were 4 others originally. For the first 72 hours, while we were all running around unfurling our flags, saying, let me go kill them, let me go kill them.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, we all did. We all got patriotic, because after all, our president said, you're either with us or you're with them, the terrorists. And nobody wanted to stand with the terrorists after what we just saw them do,
right,
even though we didn't know who they were. But I realized that the phone calls were the key factor for everything. We wouldn't have known who who to go bomb unless they told us. And the information that I've picked out of these phone calls just blew me away. Now, there's a lot more in the book, and when you get finished, I know you're going to call me. But what I heard, the flight attendants from the first flight out of Boston say originally was that he, as in one hijacker, had sprayed pepper spray or mace in business class, and they couldn't breathe in business class. Okay, Here's my logical mind coming in. If you spray pepper spray or mace or cheap perfume, okay, because I've had this experience before, in a pressurized cabin, the entire aircraft is going to have it. And this girl, both the flight attendants were on the phone for 27 minutes, and neither one of them ever coughed, choked, or complained about the mace.
Wow. Okay, we're coming to a break. We'll be back. 4 minute break. Okay. We'll be back with Rebecca Roth. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 24 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Rebecca Roth. She is a former international flight attendant. She's written a book called Methodical Illusion, and you can go to the website, methodicalillusion.com. And she points out in her book a lot of things that people might have missed regarding 9/11. Rebecca, if you understood all these things and you began to come to the understanding of, oh, gee, this didn't happen the way we were told, what happened when you talked to other flight attendants or other pilots about this? What was their response?
Well, I didn't start even looking at this until I discovered some of those hijackers were still alive. And at that point, I was retired and kind of on with another life and really wasn't in contact with anyone that I'd flown with. However, after the book came out, I have been contacted by hundreds of flight attendants, pursers, and pilots. And as a matter of fact, my book is just coming out sometime here in the next week or two in a second edition, and the foreword has been written by a retired Boeing 767 captain from United. There's endorsements in there from Barbara Honegger, an American Airlines captain also. The pilots that have read this book are buying it by the case, saving money,
wow,
buying it bulk from directly from the publisher and handing them out. And so what's happening, and a lot of them have told me, one, the airline is a lot like a military or fire department, that military type of thing. You cannot speak if you're still taking a paycheck, or even some people are afraid of losing their pension. Many of the firefighters I know from New York are afraid to speak because of that. I am not collecting insurance or pay or anything from the company I worked for, so I don't have that fear. And when I discovered these hijackers still alive and the veil of truth started to lift, I dug into this for one reason, for the truth to come out. I had no idea who or what I would find. But when I found it all, I thought, what am I going to do with this information? It's a lot. And I found things that, you know, I watched it all unfold on television. I didn't fly for 10 days, so I watched the whole thing on every day. I just tuned in and listened to the reports coming through the television every day about what they were claiming. And things just didn't make, they just didn't line up. They're with reality. Everything didn't line up. But while you're doing this for a living, I mean, we knew that if something happened, that jets would be scrambled for us within 6 minutes. And they have been. I have been, have jets scrambled on my flight. And so you have that sense of security. What happened on 9/11 is we saw NORAD not scramble for an hour and a half.
Right.
Not 6 minutes. And I'm talking about on your wingtips in 6 minutes. So, I mean, that safety net was gone. And so it was very difficult. And we were treated like terrorists ourselves. The pilots and flight attendants, all the crew members were treated horribly. So let me get back to these phone calls with you. The first plane, Betty Ong, flight attendant, called right away out of Boston about 18 to 20 minutes after departure. And she said this pepper spray or mace had been sprayed, but yet she never showed any sign of coughing or breathing problems. Then she said some other things, and I found this in FBI documents. She said, "We're the first." And I thought, well, how did she know that? Because they were the first flight. And then she said this, "He stood upstairs." Well, there are no stairs in a 767. There are only stairs in a 747.
Wow.
And I
wow.
thought, well, she's giving me a message, and I'm hearing it. She's in a hangar, and the plane is no longer pressurized, because if she were in a pressurized cabin and mace were sprayed, everyone would be suffering the effects of mace. Doesn't matter where you are. In the cockpit,
that's right.
Including the hijackers themselves. They would have incapacitated themselves. Then she said, "We're in the air." And I started taking notes at that point, because the hijacking takes place in the air, or you would open the door and get your passengers out. Of course, a hijacking is inside the air. Okay, so she was kind of, "We're in the air, we're in the air." And she said that a couple times. And then she said, "We can't communicate with the pilots. They're not answering their phone." And then she kept repeating her work position. But one thing she never did was she never gave her name and then employee number. And that's how we how they would keep track of you. And you would do that. Whenever you talked to the company, you gave your name and then immediately your number. And everybody on the other end of the phone was going to write that down because they knew it was coming. Because that's how they contacted your family, your next of kin. So as I saw all these things happening, on that flight, there was another flight attendant that called in at the same time. And she claimed that the hijacker initially was in 9B. Well, 9B it has an interesting character, too. But what I saw is she called back and said, no, I made a mistake. And I thought, no, you didn't. No flight attendant would ever make the mistake of claiming you're a hijacker when you're not. If there is a chance
that
you were not guilty, because what happens in a hijacking, our goal is
We got to come back. We're coming back from this break. 3-minute break with Rebecca Roth. Ladies and gentlemen, don't miss it. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley here.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Rebecca Roth is our guest today, and I want to remind you, we've got a lot of specials at the Power Mall. So please give us a call, 877-817-8255. 877-817-9829, and take advantage of the specials. Wanda wanted me to remind you all that we're getting the heart drops in now. We have been, I know there have been a lot of people asking about their heart drops, but they are coming in now, so you're going to be getting them just as soon as we can. And let's see, Rosie, what do we got on special? She happens to be here right now. What do we got on special?
Oh, we've got all the Sherry Rogers.
Sherry Rogers books, yes. And remember the Numana products that we have at the Power Mall? The Weather Radio, the FR-150 Hand Crank Radio. It's normally $30. It's now on sale for $24. Willard Water is still on sale.
Purium.
And Purium. Willard Water and Purium. So give us a call at, if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. And we're talking to Rebecca Roth today. She's the author of Methodical Illusion, methodicalillusion.com. Rebecca, I forgot where you were at the break, but man, you had us hanging there. I'll tell you, that is really interesting information. Go ahead, please.
Okay, well, where we left off was the flight attendant, Amy Sweeney from Flight 11, she called in and she reported that the hijacker was one singular person in 9B. And interestingly enough, later on, I kind of looked into that person. That person was a highly trained assassin. He was an anti-hijacking specialist, and he was
Whoa.
A specialist in hostage rescue for a foreign intelligence agency.
Oh, my gosh. This is... Are you kidding me?
No,
this
I'm not.
This is like earth-shaking information. This is huge news.
Well, it's really interesting because he was fluent in English, Hebrew, and Arabic. And then she called back and said, no, it wasn't 9B. It was 10B who was the hijacker. Well, in that case, then she said that 9B, the assassin anti-hijacking specialist, had been killed by a box cutter. By the Arab-speaking gentleman sitting right
oh.
behind him. Now, if you've ever been in an airplane, you've heard those people behind you in the row behind you talking. Here we are led to believe that two Arab-speaking hijackers were seated right behind an anti-hijacking hostage rescue specialist and highly trained assassin planning the new Pearl Harbor of 9/11
oh.
in Arabic. He could understand them, and he did nothing. And for no reason, they jumped out of their seat and killed him. Yeah, if you can
this
believe that, you can believe the official story. Because he was supposedly the very first person killed in the entire 9/11 event. And you know what? I never knew this until I dug into this. But if you Google search 9B on Flight 11, you'll find millions of pages on this gentleman.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
wow.
interesting. I just found this was very interesting because the flight attendants then, those two, were continuing to give totally conflicting information. Not only was it not protocol, but they were saying that a doctor was, one of them said a doctor was tending to this guy, and the other one said there was no doctor on board. One of them said she was seated in her jump seat at 3R. The other one said they were both sitting in the second to the last row in coach. And then
wow.
I put all this together with the stairs and not being pressurized, and I realized they were in a hangar. And they were in two separate rooms, and that's why they didn't know where they were. And then the real corker, 1 minute before impact into the North Tower, supposedly, Amy Sweeney was asked by her supervisor, do you know where you're at? Can you tell where you are? She looked out the window. Now, keep in mind, this is over Manhattan.
Yeah.
365 square miles in New York. She is 1 minute or less before impact, supposedly. And she says, I see water. I see buildings. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you've ever flown into New York, you see New York, New York.
Yes.
There's no doubt
yes.
in your mind. She had been flying for 13 years. So
oh
I
goodness.
Knew that she didn't know because she wasn't looking out a window and it wasn't really happening. And it was a scenario being painted, an illusion. And it gets worse from there. I followed every single phone call. And on the next flight out of Boston, two guys called in. One called in and said an airline hostess had been stabbed. That is not a terminology that we as flight attendants have ever been called in this country. And he was an American, 32 years of age. And that, I thought, well, now that's really weird. And then he calls his dad back 3 minutes before impact, and he says, the hijackers, I think they're going to fly us to Chicago and fly us into a building. And I realized then someone had told him the scenario. On that same flight, 3 minutes before impact, an F-14 pilot who flew, he was Miramar trained, Top Gun, He flew in the first Gulf War in 91. He calls his mother, and he tells his mother, and she says, can you tell? She says, they've been hijacked. He doesn't say anything about who the hijackers are or anything. She says, can you tell where you are? Where are you? He says, we're over Ohio. This is 44 minutes into the flight. Boston to Cleveland is an hour and 50 minutes. He looks out the window and he sees rural Ohio when he should have been looking at Manhattan. And then he says something else. This is now 8 minutes after the first passenger calls in and claims they've been hijacked. 8 minutes. We are to believe that the passengers now have decided to take over the cockpit. Let me tell you something. Flight attendants train for one thing, safety. And our training is for hijacking, heart attacks, first aid, water landings, ditchings like you saw U.S. Air do on the Hudson. We are there for one reason, and that is your safety, and that's all we train for. There's no way in the world any flight crew would give up control in a hijacking that we train for to passengers that don't know what they're trained to do. They aren't trained to do it. So you would be told to sit down and don't move. And so I thought, well, that's really weird because that's the Flight 93 scenario. Remember? Let's roll. Todd Beamer. Let's roll. We're going to take over the cockpit. And again, on that flight, let me just tell you this. Why this wouldn't happen? One, flight attendants are in control at all times. That's when we put our uniform on, we stop being a mom and a sister, and we start being the protector of passengers, no matter what.
Right.
And so on Flight 93, remember the Let's Roll story? They even made a Hollywood movie out of this, that the passengers were going to take 3 or 4 pots of hot water or coffee into the cockpit and get it, the cockpit back from those hijackers, right? Between the captain and the co-pilot sits a 2 foot square, kind of 2 foot by 2 foot box. It's a computer. It would be the China syndrome if you drop a teaspoon of water on that thing. And so when we hand the captain a beverage, just in case we hit turbulence or he happens to turn around too quickly and hits the drink with his elbow, we turn it off to his left side, and we tell him your beverage is coming off to the left so that we aren't holding beverages over that computer because you would have the China syndrome on board.
Wow.
And there, again, there is no way in the world that a flight attendant crew would let the passengers take control of a situation in any emergency, including a hijacking. That just wouldn't happen. And I have had hundreds of flight attendants confirm this with me from American Airlines and United Airlines as well as other airlines. And like, you're right. No way. And so I started looking at all the details, the things they said, and I wrote them all down. They tried to convince us that we're in the air, and almost everyone that called in used that terminology. And they used another term that I found very abnormal. Describing the hijackers, they said they're of Middle Eastern descent. Nobody speaks like that. And how
That's
would
right.
you tell someone from Turkey, from somebody from Iran or Russia or anywhere, unless
right.
they were wearing their costumes, their customary clothing? I mean, if somebody from Kuwait walks into the room and they're wearing that white robe, you know they're wearing that white robe. They look Kuwaiti. But these people were all dressed in Western attire, supposedly. They didn't say, yeah, they're wearing these weird costumes. So, they obviously were told to say these things. And so since that is just abnormal terminology, I mean, I could not. When I was flying from Europe to the United States, I'd often have 65 languages spoken. And coming out of places like Amsterdam, where it's a big international hub, you could have every single Middle Eastern and African country on board. So it's just a terminology I would never use to describe someone. I might say they have olive skin, or I might say they have, you know, curly hair or dark hair or bald or something, but I would never say Middle Eastern descent because it's impossible to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the things that I kept seeing. And then I realized that since they weren't following the protocols, and on Flight 93, the only thing they did was grab our emotions. All of those calls were made from cell phones, and they were all to say goodbye. And then I listened to a flight attendant at 9:47 call into her home phone. And this is on Wikipedia if you look up CC Lyles, Flight 93. And she leaves a message on a recorder, and it's a little player on Wikipedia. And she says goodbye to her husband and her kids. And it's very obvious that she's under distress. She starts crying at the very end, and she hands the telephone to someone. And you hear a woman's voice say, "You did great." This is now 15
to 13 minutes before. And according to the National Transportation Safety Board, that airplane is coming out of the sky 6 to 10,000 feet per minute. This is a more than an emergency descent. And as a matter of fact, according to the official government, the aircraft was coming in at a 40-degree angle and upside down just prior to impact when those boys, the passengers, were running up the aisle. That aisle is 24 inches. It's super narrow. That guys would have a hard time running up that aisle with coffee pots upside down or even at a 40-degree angle. And so the whole story was make-believe. And as I saw this and I started charting all of what the government said the plane was doing, the descent it was on, and all of those things, I thought, no way, is this woman sitting there? And you can hear it in her voice on Wikipedia on the player. She's very, very quiet. You hear no jet sound in the background whatsoever. But who was this woman? And so as I kept going, I found another woman. And it's all in the book. I don't have enough time to tell you all of it, but it's all wrapped into this novel that I wrote. When you get to the 9/11 part, there's lots of truth in there. And I used FBI documents, and I found the women that the FBI and our media never told us about in an FBI document. So now you want to know, how did this happen? Well, here's what I believe happened. In the 90s, there was a company called the SPC, Sam Paul Charlie, SPC Corporation. An interesting connection, the CEO was Rabbi Dov Zakheim. He was also the comptroller of the Pentagon that was being investigated for missing $2.3 trillion. He owned a company that created the flight termination system. This is the remote control system we use on our drones currently and around the world. The flight termination system was sold, listen carefully to this, to commercial carriers in the United States. In the event that a hijacker got into the cockpit, I never did figure this out until now, we could control the aircraft remotely and land it where it would be liberated by a Delta Force or the Navy SEALs or whoever was supposed to fly.
Okay, now let me ask you this. When did this start? When were they able to remote control a Boeing aircraft?
The flight termination system was sold to some carriers in the early to mid-90s.
Okay, so they've been able to do it since the early to mid-90s, because I happen to have an experience with a gentleman who was involved in getting the patent for this with Boeing, and has told and I learned the story about that early on.
Boeing has their own system now that they've patented, and I believe they patented it in 2006, and it's a little different system than the flight termination system, but it's actually for Boeing aircraft. And by the way, George W. Bush has made it mandatory now that all U.S. airplanes have an autopilot override device,
wow,
which is basically a remote control. This one, particular one, was called the flight termination system. It was basically a plug-in device. Now, what happens when the flight termination system takes over? It overrides the transponder. The transponder is how the air traffic control sees who you are and where you are on their screen. And so all of a sudden, when the flight termination system takes over, they take over total control. And here's another thing that Betty Ong said. We can't talk to the pilots. They're not answering their phone. And here's why the pilots didn't want this on board. Once the flight termination remote control system took over, you lose all communication with everyone, including the flight crew in the back. And we're the eyes and the ears for the pilots. If the plane is on fire or someone's in a heart attack, they don't know. There's a cockpit door. They're looking forward. Mm-hmm. They're not looking back. Unless we talk to them and tell them what's happening and coach, they would have no idea what's going on in the cabin. And so they didn't want to lose all communication because they couldn't communicate with the ground, air traffic control, other planes, or us. And that's exactly what was going on that day. And I saw that. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And that's why the pilots didn't follow protocol. They didn't know they were being taken over because it was sold in the event of a hijacking, and the hijacker took control. They were still sitting at the helm. Their plane was reacting on its own, and they thought they were having a mechanical, which is why they didn't squawk 7500, the hijack code, to the air traffic controllers.
Repeat that again. Why did they not? Now, let me just add to the listeners. I know you're having trouble keeping up with Rebecca for right now. She's giving us so much good information. But remember, you can get the CD at the Power Hour. Just call the Power Hour and get the CD of this program so that you can replay it at a later date. You're going to want to have this information, I'm sure. And I do have one person that wants to respond to this, Phil from Florida. So, Scott, if you would, or John, if you would let Phil from Florida on the air, I would, or let me know when he's there, I would appreciate it. Okay, Rebecca, so why they did not squawk, what did you say, 7,500?
7,500 is a frequency code that the pilots can just quickly scroll into their little, that little box that they were, the computer between them. And it's the international hijack code, so it would let everyone know, the company would know, the air traffic controllers, other planes, it's a frequency. And it is an emergency frequency indicating a hijack is on board. And it's just they scroll that into their radio frequency.
Okay.
And that's what
now,
they would do.
Okay. Let me just add that Phil is on board. Choice of terms. Is here to talk after the break, though. I'm going to wait until the three-minute break, and we'll bring on Phil in Florida to he wants to comment on what she is saying. I'm not going to take any other phone calls, though, right now, because I do want to hear what Rebecca has to say. You know, I was a flight nurse in the Air Force, so much of my training is very similar to yours. And I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, you're making sense of all the stuff that I kept asking questions about and saying, why is no one asking these questions? And you're addressing the phone calls, which any flight attendant or any pilot should know that you cannot get, you cannot receive or make a phone call during a flight. I used to just leave my phone on all the time because I knew that that was a phony situation. And lots of people leave their phones on, and you never hear anybody getting a call. So that's one main issue that anybody could resonate with, and they were able to pull the wool over people's eyes, lie to them in plain sight, and get away with it.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Well,
and then I got calls from the Pentagon that said, there's no plane here. And they were not allowed to talk about that. But there was no plane at the Pentagon. You know, this is the biggest, scariest thing, is if they can tell us, yeah, there's a plane there. That's where the accident occurred. A plane went into that building. And there is no plane. That's scary of what people are willing to believe. All right, Rebecca Roth is our guest. We're going to come back after this three-minute break, Methodical Illusion. And Phil from Florida wants to add something to this. We'll be right back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley with Rebecca Roth.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus, deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Thank you for joining us. Today we're talking to Rebecca Roth, and I'm going to have her back on for 2 hours. I just told her during the break, the book Methodical Illusion, you can get it at Amazon or methodicalillusion.com, methodicalillusion.com. Please take advantage of that. I need to finish mine, and that'll put some of the pieces together for me. She just teased me during the break, and I'll let her talk about that the next time she's on. But Phil in Florida wants to make a comment. Let's make it kind of concise, if you don't mind, Phil, because I do want to hear the rest of this. So go ahead, Phil. You wanted to say something.
Thank you, Joyce. And boy, I hope I get to say what I have to say. Those of us in the last 10, 12 years have been publicly questioning 9/11. And I read the book. Thank you, Rebecca. And thanks to my friends at San Diego 9/11 Truth for mailing it to me. And I like the ending about the president.
Don't spoil it for me.
I'm steaming, and I'll tell you why, Joyce, and you know why too. And this, I'm going to sound like a bad guy here, and I hope Rebecca continues to approach the flight attendants and the people in the airline industry and get them to speak up. It's 13 plus years later. Millions of people have been killed and maimed in the name of this 9/11 lie that airline people, firefighters, building professionals, EMTs, military people all should have spoken up right away to prevent these daggone wars from even starting. And now, after they get their daggone retirement, then they're a whistleblower.
Just for a second. Wait a second. Now, Phil, I know your passion. Phil is part of an anti-war group in Florida, in Pensacola, Florida. So I know his passion, and I know his heart, and he is a very, very good guy. The question I think he has is, why did you wait so long, Rebecca, to come out with this information after all these millions of people have been killed around the world?
Well, I was in cognitive dissonance. When I flew, I couldn't look into it. Like I said earlier, NORAD was my support net. If I could go walk down the aisles, look at my passengers, and know that if anything happened, within 6 minutes we'd have military jets on our wingtips, I felt great. After 9/11, I couldn't figure out what the heck happened to our safety net. I couldn't look at it personally. I had to be in what's referred to as cognitive dissonance. I didn't want to know the truth. I needed to go to work. When I stopped flying, and I have no retirement, Phil, I didn't do this. I discovered by accident the hijackers were still alive, and then I dug into everything that took place on 9/11. The Brady Bonds, the stolen gold, the put options, the insurance fraud. I mean, it goes on and on. The investigation into WorldCom, Global Crossing, and Enron investigation and evidence destroyed in Building 7. I went through everything. And what why I decided to do this, the book sat on my bookshelf, and I was afraid to be attacked by people in the truth movement, to tell you the truth, because I had seen people that were not in the airline business claim that the planes didn't operate, that it was faked, we were holograms, and that the flight attendants and the passengers that gave their lives that day, innocently as everyone else in the Middle East and in the towers and everywhere else that was killed, that they just didn't even exist. The flights didn't take off. It was all BS. Well, I'm here to tell you that they did.
Okay, let me stop and say thank you very much, Phil. You got your point across. When did you finish your research on 9/11, Rebecca?
You know, I did this, well, 2 years ago. I probably had the book finished, and it sat in my room. I didn't know what to do with it. I thought people would absolutely hate what I discovered, because of what I looked for was where the planes were taken, how it was done, how it was covered up, and what happened to the planes and the passengers and the people.
Okay, we need to get to that. We need to get to that. So, Phil, in defense of Rebecca, she doesn't need any defense, and she doesn't need it on my part either, but I'll just say that she finished the research 2 years ago and didn't know what to do with the book, and I can certainly understand that. I've been screaming it from the rooftops with other issues also, and it's hard to get it out. So I understand where she's coming from. She didn't withhold it for a reason. We'll be back.